James in New York. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Dr. Wright. Thanks so much for everything you do. Wanted to ask you to remind about the beech tree, Japanese beech tree extract for bone structure, helpful acceleration recovery.
Okay, well, tell me about that, sir, because I wasn't familiar with that effect of beech tree extract. I've read a little bit about it, but that wasn't one of them. My fault.
Maybe I'm confusing the name of the tree extract that you mentioned. It's been a while.
A tree extract for osteoporosis.
Okay. More like for I guess it works for osteoporosis as well. But if a bone is broken, it helps to regrow or accelerate.
Oh,
the repair.
I think I know where you're going, sir. There's a tree that grows in Australia, and indeed it is an Australian beech tree that a doc in Australia made into a spray. It's a nasal spray. Actually, the doc in Texas made it into that. The doc over there made it into another preparation. It is available through compounding pharmacies, but what it helps is the cartilage. It helps people with osteoarthritis quite considerably. It helps in osteoarthritis by doing this. So what the review paper, it was a definitive review paper published on this, and you were quite correct. It was beech tree from Australia. What it said was that in osteoarthritis, the cartilage was induced to regrow, the hyaluronic acid was produced more in the joints, and another thing that's kind of important to joints staying healthy is there was an increase in the blood supply to the joints. Now, you probably know that joints are not as well supplied with blood as other areas of the body, so this increase in blood supply is a very good idea, too. And that's all from an extract from the beech tree, and one of the few places I know of that puts that together is one of our advertisers, Key Compounding Pharmacy, there in Federal Way, Washington. But it can be prescribed through there for anyone who might need it. So thank you for reminding me about that. It does help against osteoarthritis.
All right. Thanks so much. And if a person uses that in combination with niacinamide in the high, 1500 dosage, then it can also help with the pain diminishment, right?
Yes, sir. And the reason for that is the niacinamide, there's recent research that shows that what the niacinamide does is to reinvigorate the mitochondria, and those are the little energy engines inside of every cell. Specifically, it reinvigorates them within the cartilage cells, so the cartilage cells can become healthier. But the added advantage to this beech tree extract is that it improves blood flow to the entire joint and gets more hyaluronic acid made, so the two of them would be nicely complementary.
Excellent. Is there a huge difference in the structure between niacinamide and any other form of niacin?
The huge difference is in the tolerability. When people use niacin, which also would do the same job, by the way, they frequently get this thing called a hot flash or a hot flush from it, and there are time-release niacins which don't produce as much of a hot flush. But here's the problem. For some of us, they elevate the blood sugar, whereas the niacinamide has never, ever been found to elevate the blood sugar, but niacin can do that. So that's why we stick mostly with niacinamide, because people who have osteoarthritis so often are pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic, and we really don't want to be elevating their blood sugars.
Right. Okay, cool. Sounds great. Thanks so much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling me and reminding me about that stuff. And anybody who wants the name of it, doggone it, that part I have remembered. So one can call Key Compounding Pharmacy, and they know about it.